Fighters, today on the Contractor Fight podcast, I have the absolute privilege to talk to United States Army veteran and kick-ass remodeling contractor Anthony Abbott. He's over in just outside of Raleigh, North Carolina. He runs a company called Greystone Remodeling. He's been doing some really amazing things in the fight. He shares a story about how in 2020, he only paid himself about $12,000 as a business owner. And has never did more than $275,000 in sales in a year. And he's got some pretty cool results from what happened in 2021 because he decided to get out of his own way and implement some things that he was learning. So anyway, without further ado, check out this kick-ass interview with Anthony Abbott. Anthony, welcome to the Contractor Fight. How you doing, man?
Good, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. So if you can't see us right now, Dan's here too. So, hello. Hi, Dan.
Hello, Tom.
How are you? You're home or are you in Maine still?
I am home.
You're home. Actually, I should have known that by your background. Anyway.
Yes.
Unless you have the same exact background in Maine. That'd be kind of funny.
No reason to go with there.
Yeah. So this is the first, I think, isn't this the very first podcast interview of 2022? Now, I don't know when this is airing, but I know this is the first recording we're doing. So,
yeah. Man, I feel honored.
You should, man, because we got big plans for the show this year, man.
And you're breaking trail, man. If you screw this up, the whole year will be fucked. So,
it's all my fault, right?
Yeah.
That's right. No, but since this has been on the calendar, I've been looking forward to shooting the shit with you here today because I know you've had quite the last year or so since I've known you. I think it's about a year, right? 11, 12 months, something like that?
Just under a year. I think I joined the fight. It was January of 21. It was towards like the end of the month or something like that when I joined the 100K.
Can you explain the position? I remember the first time you jumped on Open Coaching and we had a talk and I was like, right. Before we start talking about how badass you are, just root where you started your journey with the fight for us?
Yeah. So coming into the fight, I'll say this, I'm a remodeling contractor, general contractor. At that time, I was doing anything under the sun, anything that I could land and sell and get money from. So I always wanted to build a new house, never did. So it was all remodeling. I'm a one-man operation. I used to have employees. I fired them back in 18, sub everything out. And I wasn't marketing my business at all. Everything was referrals. The referral well was running dry. I was bleeding money. I wasn't paying myself a decent salary. I'd take a check out of the business every now and then. Mm-hmm. I think in 2020, my W-2 said like 12 grand or something like that, something stupid. And I was in another group, a framing group on Facebook, because I'm a framer by trade. And someone tagged the Contractor Fight. And I'm like, hey, that sounds cool. What the hell is that? So I clicked the link. And then I joined this group where I got to own my shit or I get the axe. And I did. And then I think I binge watched Tom Reber videos for like 2 days. And I was like, okay, I'm in the right place. Because I was getting ready to give up. I had the mindset that my business was just always going to be a struggle. I didn't know what I was going to do. There was times where I was like, well, I'm just going to go back to framing because I knew I could go back to my old boss who I'd left, you know, 5-6 years before and I could go run a crew for him. No problem.
Yeah.
So that's how I came into the fight.
Okay. And so if you don't mind also, you know, a lot of times people trying to ask themselves, like, where am I going to find the time to do all this shit, to make these changes that I need to do for my business? Could you just explain your personal life situation as well? You had a lot of shit going on. And if anyone could find, no one can have a time complaint compared to what you had going on. So if you could just throw that out there as well for context, please.
So I was a full-time student as well. I just finished school this past December. I graduated with a 4.0. But I'm a dad. I'm a husband. One of my children, she's my daughter. It's just over a year old. So at the time, she was a baby. But on top of doing all that and trying to run a dumpster fire of a business, I'm a full-time student. I'm really committed to my church. I teach Bible study every week. I preach about every 6 weeks or whenever the pastor needs me. So when it comes to time and not having the time, that's like the last thing I want to hear from anybody.
Cool. Thank you.
Yeah, it's we always create the time. Like, we manufacture time for the things that are really important to us. And obviously your degree was important to you. Your church stuff is important to you. Your family is important to you. Your business is important to you. You know, I mean, and I used to be one of those guys, be like, oh my God, there's not enough time in the day. And then I just realized how much time I wasted by not having clarity on what was really important to me, what I really wanted, how I wanted to spend. In the last year, Dan, I think you've noticed this, but like, I've started using the word moments more. Like, yep. Win the moments, not win the day, win the moments. And how we choose to show up in the moments really dictates, you know, the results that we get, you know? And so I'm a firm believer that there's plenty of time in the day. Now you might have days where you're burning the candle.
Oh yeah.
But when you have clarity around those things, I don't mind burning the candle, if that makes sense. It's those days that I didn't have. I mean, I remember running around putting out fires and shit. I think we had about 22, 25 painters in the field going at one point, long time ago. And I spent my day saying yes to everything that popped up. So I'd pull this guy off this job to run over there and prime a bathroom so the remodeler could do his thing, right? And then he'd drive there, and then he'd drive back, you know, he'd screw around on the way there and the way back, right? You know, he'd stop at Dunkin' Donuts, he'd get some gas, he'd, you know, all on the clock. And then I'd grab another two guys and throw them over here because we had a punch list thing to do and it had to be done today. And like, I was just responsive to everything. So I just, you know, when you shared the phrase dumpster fire a minute ago, I was just like, man, yeah. I've been there.
Flashbacks. Yeah.
So let me go back. You were making
like, my specialty.
You were making like, your W-2 was like 12 grand for the year in 2020.
Yeah. Yeah. So, and I'll give some perspective to that. So my wife has a pretty good job. She works for a major university doing some fancy stuff, talking with all these research doc. I have no idea what she does. I'll leave it at that. I have no clue, but she has a good job. She takes care of all of our insurance. And I get a monthly check from the VA every month too. So I get disability from my time in service. So that helps. If my business stopped operating today, we would still eat.
I remember one of the first open coaching call when you were talking about your situation and everything. You were in a position like just kind of taking random draws, which is pretty typical. We find people. And I remember the first advice I gave you was put yourself on the payroll and give yourself a regular
and I
check.
Did.
I do. So can you just explain if and how that changed your perspective going forward? Because that's something that Tom and I just are constantly repeating to people. And I'm just curious, just from your perspective, it's better than from ours.
So at the time when you told me that, I don't think I had a job going on. I wasn't selling anything. I didn't sell anything all quarter, the first quarter, but you told me to, and I said, okay, what can I do? So I committed to paying myself a base salary of 50 grand a year. And I put it in QuickBooks. I made it direct deposit. So it just happens. I don't think about it. And I don't know how, but I haven't missed a week since.
Yeah.
Even through that first quarter, it happened. And so that's a great feeling, knowing that I get a paycheck every week. And 50 grand is a lot better than what I was doing before. But I've also taken some pretty sweet profit distributions this past year. And I paid myself over 100 grand in 2021. Yeah. First time ever.
That's awesome. So, you know, what's interesting, Dan, is when we talk to people like Anthony, who because I know we're just kind of getting into some of the things he's been doing here. People are going to learn more in a minute here. But people that are getting these kick-ass results, the one commonality that I've just made this observation, maybe I'm like eight laps behind you, but I just made this observation that every time we talk to somebody who's winning, whether it's on the show or just at an event or whatever it is, usually something like what Anthony just said comes out of their mouth. He goes, well, you just told me to do it, so I did it. That is the one commonality. Like, you've heard it from Derek and James and so Anthony and so many other people.
Yeah.
And I just want to Sorry, guys, I'm getting over COVID actually right now. So I can't breathe very well. But I just want to point this out to those that are listening. Like, everyone's looking for the easy button. They're looking for the, you know, the switch to flip or whatever it is to turn their business around, turn their income around, whatever. And I'm just sitting here from the outside talking to all you guys, looking at it. And the one commonality is simply, I just did what they said to do and it worked, you know? Yeah. And it's really that simple. So talk to that a bit, Anthony, because it's not like that didn't come with some head trash, some struggle, some discomfort.
Oh yeah. I mean, so, for example, one of the things that's, you know, preached on a lot in the fight is selling at a 50% gross profit. And I was like, holy crap. And when I sold jobs before, it was never at gross profit. I used markup. So my multiplier was 1.27, which was pennies, nothing.
Yeah, that's less than a 30%, I think, or right around a 30%.
Yeah. And now it's I'm selling it like 55, shooting for. But that was like, holy crap, how am I going to get work? Like, are people going to pay these prices? And so there's head trash there. But I just said, you know what? There's guys here that have been before me and that are doing it now. There's no reason that I can't do it either. I just have to trust it and do it, because whatever I'm doing isn't working.
Yep.
So that's what I'm paying for here, is tell me what to do so I can go do it.
Yeah. There's two things. One, we always talk about, just don't overcomplicate shit. Like, we don't need to reinvent the wheel. Your remodeling business is not a unicorn in the way it operates in the world, you know? And so it's just like, if this is working in somebody else's business, just rip and develop and keep on trucking. So your comment about getting paid and how it kind of just changed your mindset, I think, go into that about the 50% as well. That's a huge head trash people have. But like, what are the benefits? Like, what tailwind did you feel when you did that first job and you look at what you actually had left over and you're just like, what the fuck, man? That's a lot more money than I'm used to. Like, how did that change the way you bid jobs and move forward?
So I immediately started selling at that, pricing my jobs at that. It took a while to sell one. But the first one I sold, it was a kitchen. I think it was like $140,000. Sold it at 50%. And it was just like, holy shit, it works. Like, it happened. Like, this is like awesome, right? Now I just want to do it again. It's like trying to keep it somewhat PG for a podcast, but the first time you see something, you want to see it again.
You know,
right?
This podcast. Dan's on this one. You're okay. Yeah,
come on. Yeah. first time you see a set of boobs, you just want to see the rest of them, right?
That's so right, man.
You want to do
it
again.
I was actually, when you said I just wanted to do it again, I was thinking eating potato chips. You went to boobs. So that's
good. I'll follow Anthony's lead.
You know, that, there's a reason that, was it Lay's potato chips? Can't eat, just eat one, or whatever their old slogan used to
once
be.
You like, pop, you can't
and that's
stop.
The thing, man. Yeah. If I eat a potato chip, the bag is gone. Like,
gone.
If any, yeah. All right. Anyway, so let's get back to boobs.
So I had a ton of money left over on that job. And, you know, the cool thing was, is I don't care who you are. If you're in remodeling, there's always something that goes sideways, something you don't expect, something you miss, something you forget about, or just something comes up and you don't want to run to the client with change order after change order. If it's small, stupid shit that you should have caught before, that's your fault. So I had a ton of money left over and I was like, man, this is cool. Let's go ahead and just write a check. That's what I've been doing. It's been phenomenal.
Awesome.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. And I don't have any idea what your answer is here. So I'm totally, and you'll know why in a minute, because of a conversation I've been having with somebody else, some of their struggles. But was the business taking its toll on your relationship with your wife in any ways? Like, was it hitting home in some ways? And if so, what was that like?
Yeah, not... I don't know if it was directly, because my wife isn't involved in the business, but she suffers the repercussions of how the business affects me. So it's how I show up in my family, whether I'm worried about paying the bills, making money, selling this job, or like when something goes wrong on a job, I'd be freaking out. Now it's just kind of like, I got some money, I'll pay to make that go away. And that's really cool. But she's dealt with a lot, even from when I first, you know, went out on my own back in 2015. She's put up with it. She supported me every step of the way. So I'm sure it hasn't been easy for her.
Well, and the reason I bring it up is I know so many people are listening to this that have, I mean, we saw this at the Profit Summit in Denver and this, you know, the impact of like the relationships. And that's why, you know, for those listening, you know, when we do a fight event from now on, your spouse is half price, because we believe it's that important because you guys are, whether they work in the business or not. Right. So I've been having a conversation via text with a guy in our battleground group who's really struggling on the home front. And just last night I said something to him about my ex, because I was married a long time ago. I said, it was hard for my ex to respect me when I work so much and continue to stay in a shitty financial situation. And I said, focus on the process each day, do right and the wins will come. And then down below, I said, when you focus on her first and you guys love each other, no matter what, the money will follow. And I just want to put that out there. Every chance I get right now, like I'm on this mission, like, yeah, I want to help your businesses and all this other shit. But at the end of the day, I give a fuck about anyone's contracting business, right? Because you can always start a new one. You can't have, you know, you can't build a new personal life and you don't get any very few do-overs and you hurt a lot of people because you do stupid shit in your business and all the stress that you carry. So that's why I'm kind of doing this tangent right now, because even though your marriage wasn't as like rocky as some of the other ones that we hear from, like people are like freaking out because their wife doesn't respect them anymore because they haven't fucking paid themselves in how many months. And every year they say it's going to be different and they're going to be a different guy and they're going to be more disciplined and finally treat this like a real business. And year after year, month after month, they fail to come through on those promises. And then the respect goes down, 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 and down and drives this wedge between the couple. So I just, first of all, hats off to you for like doing what you said you would do, because even though your marriage wasn't in the gutter like a lot of them are when they come to us, I can't help but think that it probably strengthened it just because of the way you showed up and the way you were at home with your kids and things like that. So kudos.
Definitely. Yeah, so definitely.
Hey fighters, listen, we surveyed our membership in the Contractor Fight and 97% of the fighters in our groups said that they would love to see a combination of our Shinfu sales training and our 100K contractor program. And so heading into 2022, that's what we did. We have done away with the Shinfu Mastermind. We've done away with the 100K contractor program, and we have combined the best of both of those programs into one new program for 2022 and beyond called Battleground. This is a place where we help you grow your business through learning how to market and sell and lead and know your numbers, you know, your mindset. I could go on and on and on, guys. This is the most powerful program, the most impactful program. I'm super excited about it. I want to invite you to go to thecontractorfight.com/battleground and check out what we have going on there. Contractorfight.com/battleground and jump in, man. You get our Shinfu training, you get our foundations video program, you get marketing bootcamp, you get all the monthly calls and access to coaches. And guys, I could go on and on. Just go to the link, check out what you get there, and let's quit playing games. Let's grow your business in 2022. You guys rock. Let's do this.
Anthony, we were talking in the hallway at Denver about that a little bit. How has the relationship with your wife changed in terms of the business and her, you know, coming along with your mindset changes? I know there was maybe a little bit lagging when we were talking in September or evolving still. I'm just kind of curious now that like the year is over, you had a baller ass year, like what progress, what changed, if anything?
So I never wanted to make my wife, and her name is Lindsay, by the way, I never wanted her to be worried about anything. So I never told her anything. I kept everything a secret. She would know I'd be working somewhere on something, but she never knew anything about money. And that was stressful for me to keep it in and not be able to talk to anybody about it. And I would show up that way. It would stress me out. But now that I'm making money, I can share that with her. We're closer for it. You know, she went to Denver with me. And that was an awesome point for both of us to grow together. And she understands what I'm doing in the fight and what's going on and some bigger vision goals that I have and how it's going to impact her at the end of this year. So if anything, we've grown stronger and closer.
Yeah. It's a lot easier when you can be transparent with your spouse, isn't it? Yeah. It's just like we talk about it with crews and meetings and like just let them know what's fucking happening. Take the uncertainty out on the home front. It's even more. I remember coming back years ago and the same thing. I'd keep it all in as much as I could just so I'm not, you know, throwing shade around the household or whatever. And we're already siloed, you know, as contractors. And then you do that to yourself, to like the person you're closest to and everything else. And it's just like this unbearable burden to fucking like not have that outlet. So it's cool. I'm glad to hear that that evolution's happened for you.
So when you, you came in early to the fight, found us early 2021, what was your revenue? And then what'd you end the year at?
So when I came into the fight, I had like no revenue coming in that January. I had no sales all first quarter.
What was the most, what did you do the year before in 2020 that you paid yourself a whopping 12 grand?
It was like 275 or something like that. It wasn't much. I had two decent sized projects. I spent all summer during 2020 building my own shop. I stayed at home. I had nothing going on. So revenue wise, in 2021, I tried hard to get another draw payment in, but I just didn't hit the milestone. I came in just under $1 million revenue. That's actual cash coming into the business. And that was just mind blowing to me to think that I'd be having conversations in millions and fractions of millions. Sales was, you know, another story. Now I got to produce it all in 22, but it's all good. I'm not worried about that. So
what'd you sell?
3.8.
Yeah, because didn't you tell me your sales goal for 2021 was 500?
Yeah.
Around 500 grand, and you sold 3 point something. Yeah. And now it's a production issue, obviously, right? So,
yeah, I'm not too worried about the production. It'll happen. So
I love how chill he is right now, Danny.
Yeah. Why wouldn't you be chill? It's sold 3.8. Freaking got the year booked out, some sweet jobs.
You know, I'll figure it out. I always do.
So Anthony, I got to just say this though, because somebody's thinking this. There's somebody going, there's no way you can sell 3.8 and do $1 million revenue and all this other stuff at a 50% when you're a remodeler and you sub everything out. What do you say to that guy?
Bullshit. Cause I did.
So what'd you change? How'd you change your mind?
Once I sold that first kitchen, there was some mindset stuff that happened there. It was a huge amount of confidence. So when I approached my numbers, I learned how to sell for one, because I joined the Bridge, what it was at that time, and started learning how to sell right around that time. And it was just a combination of stuff. And I'm like, you know what? I own this. There's a competitor that's in a town over. I heard from a former employee of his that he was projected to sell $10 million this year. And that would have scared me, you know, 2 years ago, like I can never touch him. But now it's just like, if he's doing 10, I'll pass him. There's money there. I'm just going to get the clients I'm going to take his clients. I'm going to do what he's not doing.
Did you just jump straight up to 50% on that kitchen? Did you just like,
I didn't, there was no like going from like to 30, 35. No, I said 50. Let's go.
We preach that constantly. Everyone's like, oh, I'll creep my prices up a couple percent here, a couple percent there. Like you never, it's like like boiling a frog. Like you never fucking feel the difference if you do it that way, you know? And like, you don't have to change a mindset. You don't have to change your sales process like you did. If I recall, you had like $5,000 in your bank account when we first spoke. And then you joined the Bridge pretty much right after we got going too. So you invested yourself despite that whole hardship.
You know, it's funny. I just did the math on your $140,000 kitchen. So it cost you around 70 to produce.
Yeah.
And you would have sold it in the past for 88.9. Think about that. 88.
Those are huge numbers, Tom.
if everything goes right, you would have made 18 grand on how long did it take you?
Yeah. Weeks? It was right at 10 weeks.
So a whopping $1,900 bucks a week to pay all the overhead and you in the business.
Stare at
versus
the ceiling
140, another 70 grand. So anyway, sorry, I squirreled out on the math there.
No, I mean, it's a valid, I mean, that's 70 grand in gross profit is a hell of a lot sweeter.
Yeah. Yeah.
So let me ask you this. What would you say some of the one or two of the biggest changes you've made in yourself as a leader have been in the last year?
As far as a leader, the biggest changes, I think there's been some humbling to know that I'm not the best at everything. I can't figure out how to do everything. And so I need to use people that do know how. It's the who, not how. I would try to figure out how to do everything in my business, everything in my life. And now I'm like, I got a little bit of money in my pocket, so it's easier to pay someone to do this stuff for me. And I'm telling myself the same thing I tell my clients. They ask, well, why do you use all subcontractors? And well, I want an expert in that craft. I want a master of the trade in your home. I don't want a jack of all trades. So why was I trying to do that myself? So that was the big thing in leadership, is just realizing that there's power in people. Just like, you know, in the fight, your team, you guys all, y'all bring different strengths to the table. So that was one. I think probably the next biggest change when it comes to leadership was I use my ears more than my mouth.
That's gold. Yeah. Both of those are gold.
Yep.
You know, that the whole who, not how thing, you're able to do that because you got bold, got uncomfortable, and charged more money. So now you have money left. So now you, because I mean, you guys know, you see in the Battleground group and all this other stuff all the time, like, how do I implement systems and processes? How do I blah, blah, blah? And that's always the wrong question. Like, I get the heart behind it, but it's like, no, who do I know that I can hire or as an employee or outsource to that can set this up for me, that can do this thing? Yeah. And that's really what I've done in the fight. I mean, it's so funny. People will text me or they'll email me or they'll talk to me in person. They'll be like, hey, this thing isn't working, or I got an issue with the link for this, or it's anything that has to do with any of the back end shit in my business that's systematized or anything. I'm like, I have no idea how it works. You know, like, and that's not that a lot of people are like, oh, you got to know everything that goes on in your business. I know everything that goes on in the sense that I'm on top of it all. I communicate with everybody daily and I know what we're working on and stuff, but I don't know how shit works most of the time. Yeah, go ahead.
That's what I was saying, in Nashville, where I was standing behind the tables.
Oh, I know.
And you come wandering back and Tom looks around. He's like, I have no idea what's going on back here. And I was like, good, get the fuck out. Put your brain somewhere else.
I mean, all I know is Neil was over here. Roz was here. Lindsay was here. They're all like, doing shit on computers and
sausage making.
Yeah, like, I'm just literally, Dan, I said to Dan, I'm like, there was some handout they made or something. And I'm like, oh, when did we make these? Like, it was just one of those things. I didn't know we had these. This is kind of cool. But this, I'm sharing this because you don't get to that point if you don't first take that step and raise your prices. If you don't get bold and you do what you're coached to do. And like, you know, it's no different than like in a sport, when you have your coach tells you adjust your grip on a baseball bat or a golf club or change your foot position or whatever as an offensive lineman, as a football player, and then you do it and you follow that technique, it's amazing. Like, you're like, holy shit, this works. Yeah. And that builds your confidence and stuff. So I love the fact that your mindset, I mean, there's so many things that are jumping out to me at this and I'm losing them as fast as they're coming, but like, you're like, yeah, I just figured I got some money. I could pay somebody to make this thing go away. Like, that is an amazing feeling to have because then you don't really have a problem.
So Anthony, on that note, that's great when you can stroke a check and make problems go away or people appear, however that you frame it. It's still a battle mindset wise for people, loosening the reins a little bit, letting people run because they're going to fuck shit up and they're going to, you know, they're going to do stuff and you have to correct them and maybe you have to spend some half a day dealing with something that you wouldn't do before. How did you work through that aspect of it? Because that's the other part of the equation, right?
I think for me, you know, when I first went into the military, when I first went to the Army as a private, just a young grunt infantryman, I didn't know anything. I kept screwing up, but there's several people that mentored me and took me under the wing and a little bit more lenient than they probably should have been. And the same thing when I started framing houses, I started out toting boards for $10 an hour, you know? But I learned and people really just helped me. And so I try to do that in return for other people. And rather than pound them further into the sand, you know, pull them out, pull them out of the quicksand, help them, guide them, mentor them, and just pay it forward. Rise everybody up together. It's just, people are going to screw up. I screw up every day. Sometimes big, sometimes small. Shit happens.
Yeah. And the power of the force multiplier, it's so underestimated by people that, that tailwind of just other people pulling in the same direction. And like the, it's hard as a leader sometimes to take perspective from others who don't have your experience. But I know it's personally, like, you just get scar tissue, you get callous to things. You don't see things because you don't have fresh eyes anymore. And I love getting the insight. My guys solve problems for me all the time. I just like going to a meeting, I'm like, oh, we got, you know, so many jobs, these many days to get them done. I don't know what to do. I just shut up. And then next thing I know, my foreman's like fucking pulling his calendar out and like solving the problem. I'm like, all right, my work here is done, and wander away. It's it's awesome versus like staring at a calendar myself for hours and getting nowhere. You know, it's just like, you guys are the ones doing this shit. You're going to be on the wall. You're going to be driving the van. Like, tell me how it's going to happen. Yeah.
Can you all hear my dogs?
Yeah. No, Tom, you can't hear any chihuahuas barking,
nothing. Not at all. Corgis, chihuahuas, fucking, you know, used to stress me out. Then I'm like, you know, fuck it.
Anyway. This one just gaslights you and tell you I can never hear when you ask.
Oh, isn't that what we talk about going live on Facebook in our business? They want to see the real, the raw shit, you know?
That's right. Yep.
Till Tuna gets on our ass.
Yeah, it's been real around here. I had COVID this past week, and the...
Oh, let me put my mask on.
Yeah.
Then, please do. Yeah. Are you boosted for this conversation?
That's right. And then yesterday I started feeling better. About the time when I could kind of start getting out of bed, the queen's back went out. And so she was floored all day yesterday, like in tears the whole day. She was in tears. She had some like lock back in her hip.
That always sucks. I hate it when that happens.
Yeah. So you know what she did today? She got up and hobbled herself to Pilates, and now she can walk again. It's kind of crazy. Yeah. Anyway, she's tough as nails.
Tough.
So, all right. Here's a question. We're sitting here going, he's all chill. He's making all his money now. Things are great, blah, blah, blah. What do you still struggle with on occasion? What flare-ups do you have? Because I don't want to paint a picture for anybody that, like, any of us have arrived, right? We're always working on something in ourselves. Mm-hmm. I'm just curious, like, do you have a little demon that pops up now and then?
There's two of them, actually, and they come up immediately. Procrastination is one. It's like, even with schoolwork, I wait till the last possible minute to get it done. I know how long it's going to take me to do something generally. So I wait to the very last minute when I should be doing it as soon as it comes up. So procrastination is hard. I struggle with that daily, trying to get better at it. The other thing is just that little voice in my head that just overwhelms me with stuff, just all the head trash, just like you feel like your chest is in a vice and all this stuff. So that's why you might have saw me post it in the old Shimpy Mastermind group. I did a brain dump after Nashville. It's just a giant roll of construction paper I use for floor protection. I just, everything's down on me. Have to free my mind of that. And then I'll go back and organize it and like, all right, let's implement this, this, and this. But it's just bogging myself down for one and then procrastinating. Those are the two biggest things that I struggle with. If I didn't do those two things, man, I'd be
shot
then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I did. But I started journaling again recently, and just the brain dump is huge. And I just fucking stream of consciousness. And then the shit needs to stick in my head, gets stuck on the rock in the river, and I come back to it in a separate list or something like that. So, how do you shut down those demons in your head? Like, I've got a little Reber on my shoulder that bitch slaps me when I start negotiating against myself in business or otherwise. And an accountability partner that does the same for me. But how do you start that? Because it can be, at least personally, it can be a slippery slope, like a couple, the compound effect of neg talk, you know?
Yeah, I made a promise to my wife, and I've never made a promise that I hadn't kept. And even to my children, it's one thing I preach, don't make it if you can't keep it. So I don't promise a lot of stuff. But I promised her by the end of the year that she'd quit her job. And she can go chase her dream. So when I don't feel like doing something, and one of my core values is do the hard shit, I remind myself that I need to do the hard stuff because it's not just me. It's my family too. It's this other humongous, big, hairy goal that I have aside from that, that is counting on all of this. The business mm-hmm. right now is just a vehicle for all the cool shit that I want to do in my life. I don't care about the business. I don't care about being a general contractor. I could go do something else. This is just a vehicle for me to live the life that I want to and make the impact I want to.
Is Lindsay quitting her job?
She will towards the end of the year. Yep.
Good.
Hope her boss doesn't hear this, but if not, oh well.
YOLO.
So we got a couple minutes left here. I want to give you the kind of the floor. Anything you want to share with the contractor audience that if you could wave a magic wand and you would fix, anything you want to encourage them with or call them out on, or just curious what's on your mind as we bring this to a close, man.
So if I could call out contractors right now, I'd say pick up your phone, answer the phone when it rings, call people back, follow through on your commitments. And if you're on the side of the fence that I was on, you know, this time last year, and you're thinking about giving up, don't give up. Whatever head trash you have around investing in yourself and in your business, get rid of it and just do it. Even if it's just for 1 month, you know, $697 might seem like the world to you. It did it to me at once. And then now it's just like, it's nothing. Mm-hmm. Just jump, just do it once and you'll see, you'll make that. It will happen. You just have to do the work. There's no magic bullet. There's no silver bullet like we talk about. The silver bullet is your mind, and it's your mindset, and it's implementing what you learn. A hammer is to no use unless someone swings it.
It's funny. That's why the community is so important too, because even if I don't believe something, just knowing somebody else did it, I can lean on their faith a little bit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I can, and I'm so proud of the group. And I didn't, it's not like I planned this, by the way. Like I just put this thing together, you know, we've been building it through the years, and what's happened, and I think it's just a testament to the quality of people that are in it, is I'm just blown away with how encouraging the community is as a whole. You know, like it's really probably the safest place on earth for a contractor.
Yeah.
You know, and I've just enjoyed watching people build best friendships with people all across the country. And then, you know, you get together an event or whatever it is, and it's like you're seeing an old friend and stuff. So I'm just excited about the impact that everybody's having in each other's personal lives as well as the business, and
just
how they're, you know, really supporting each other.
It's crazy. I mean, I can spend time with FWs, you know, outside of work. Not only are they working for me, but we're friends. I mean,
yeah,
that's a military thing. You know, you had all those brothers that you served with in combat. The time you understand it, it's not the same. It's a family. You lose that when you get out of the military. But man, tell you what, the FW family, it's right there. It's the same.
Yeah, it's the same. People there just sharing that mindset. And you realize how rare they are and special they are. And it's good shit. Really good shit.
Well, dude, if somebody wants to work with you, come work for you, be one of your subs, have you speak at something, I don't know. How do they find you?
So you can find the business Greystone Remodeling at www.greystoneremodelinginc.com. You can email me, anthony@greystoneremodelinginc.com. And I'll throw a shot in the dark. You can call me 919-602-8179. I'm always here to help.
Shit. Now all the warranty guys are going to be calling you.
They already do.
Yeah. They already do.
So that's how I practice Shin Fu. I practice Shin Fu stuff with the extended warranty guys and the people trying to get me on the first page of Google. I said, dude, you gotta try this.
That's so funny. That's awesome. Well, dude, I appreciate you carving out some time here on a Monday morning or whatever it is to hang with the fight, share a little bit of your story. Super appreciate your example and how many people that you've been helping and encouraging over the last year. And I know you're just getting started, man. So I'm super excited to see where you're going to be another 12 months from now.
I can't wait. I appreciate both of you guys. I appreciate the whole community and everything that y'all do for us.
Awesome, buddy. Awesome. Well, thanks again, Dan. Good hanging with you.
Always.
And guys, give us a review on iTunes. If you get a chance, share this with another contractor. And Travis, rock us out with the guitars. We'll see you guys next time on The Fight.